In the last chapter, we learned how to extract the information that we needed from tables of thermodynamic data. Now, you probably thought that the numbers in those tables had actually been measured in a laboratory somewhere. But that's not really the case. The numbers in the steam tables, as well as in the refrigerant tables, were generated from a very sophisticated equation of state. Now, the bad news is that this equation is pretty complicated, and you wouldn't want to write your own program to solve it. But the good news is that the program has been implemented as part of the National Institute of Standards and Technology website, and you can use it for free. This site is called the NIST Webbook, and the table shown here was cut from it and pasted into Excel. Now, we just used Excel to format the table so it would neatly fit onto this page. And we're going to devote this entire lesson to showing you how to use the NIST Webbook, because it will be the primary source of data for the rest of this course. And you'll come to appreciate the NIST Webbook because it nearly eliminates the need for interpolation. I knew you'd love that.